Chapter 22. Aboard the Jade Shadow.
Luke had been encouraged by how well he and Ben had been getting along through most of this odyssey they had embarked on. There had been some friction and some arguing, but by and large, they had been growing closer. Now, as he had feared ever since Silgall had suggested they travel to the Yangtze, the issue of flow-walking had divided them. Luke had to struggle against the desire to protest, to try to stop Ben every time he went off with Tadar Ro. He had hoped that by biting his tongue, he would encourage Ben to volunteer information about how the training went. But Ben remained silent, almost angry. So it was no surprise initially when Luke's dreams were chaotic and oppressive, as if he were coming under physical attack. And then, a fraction of an instant later, he realized it was no dream. Luke sprang up, fully awake immediately, executing a somersault over the length of the bed as he summoned his lightsaber to him. By its light, he saw his attacker strike where he had been sleeping with a strange metal rod, then whirl angrily to charge. He couldn't sense anything from the Yangtze who was so bent on causing him harm. It was as if the being were still a dream, as if it didn't exist in the Force at all. The Yangtze was startlingly fast for someone who appeared to be carved out of stone, and Luke's lightsaber was a blur as he blocked the attacks from the metal stick. Then, before he realized what was happening, the intruder was gone. He ran out the open hatch, lightsaber aglow, but there was no sign of his attacker. Ben ran to join him, his lightsaber lit too, his hair mussed, but his face alert and calm.
"Who was that? How'd they get in? And why were they attacking us?"
Luke shook his head. "I don't know who it was. He or she was completely absent in the Force, and I haven't spent enough time with any Yangtze other than Tadar Ro to distinguish individual differences in such a brief encounter. As for how they got in, they are masterful Force users, though they seldom do so unless they feel it serves those who dwell beyond the veil," he said, deactivating his lightsaber. Ben followed suit. Luke scanned the area with more than his physical senses before jerking his head in the direction of the ship and moving back up the ramp. Ben followed, casting a last glance over his shoulder. "Jedi can get past all kinds of locking mechanisms. It wouldn't surprise me to learn that the Yangtze can too." Ben nodded as he closed the door and activated the lock.
"Yeah, or maybe it just hopped right on in like the Sanhedrin ships do."
"Calf?"
Luke asked. Ben nodded. Luke got some brewing.
"We know that Tadar Ro said the tensions between the two factions were increasing. I think we can safely say that our mysterious midnight caller was from a side that's hostile to our presence here."
Ben yawned and scratched his head as the calf finished.
"It's almost dawn. I'm going to just go ahead and stay up. Practice..."
He paused in mid-sentence. "Practice flow walking, of course." Luke turned and busied himself with pouring the calf.
"There's no point in heading back to bed,"
he agreed, smoothing over the uncomfortable pause.
"I'll be in my room meditating."
"Okay. Tadar Ro should be here in an hour or so anyway. Be interesting to see what he has to say about all this."
Ben poured himself a cup of calf and turned away without another word. Pained but resigned, Luke let him go. Tadar Ro was horrified to hear of the attack.
"A Vorcha stunstick,"
he explained.
"That was the weapon the intruder was attempting to use. It is very powerful, and a mere touch of it would have rendered you unconscious for some time."
"I don't understand," said Ben. "Why break in and attack us just to knock us out?"
Tadar Ro's agitation in the Force was painful.
"I do not know. Perhaps to simply frighten you. Perhaps to incapacitate you for transportation elsewhere."
"Or to kill us when we couldn't fight back,"
said Ben. Luke didn't contradict him. The Yangtze had been known to attack with lethal intent before.
"I deeply regret that this happened. To so ignore the fact that we have offered you hospitality, that you are attempting to help us, it is proof of how dangerous this rift is to our people, our culture."
"And any guests," Ben grumbled.
"I had hoped for more time, but..."
Tadar Ro's tongues flickered for a moment. Luke guessed it was the equivalent of a resigned sigh.
"Ben Skywalker's training is progressing well, and it is becoming tragically clear to me that we no longer have the luxury of time. Luke Skywalker, Ben Skywalker, the moment has come for you to go on your pilgrimage and receive the embrace.
The two Skywalkers exchanged glances. Very well, if you think we are ready.
I think we cannot wait until you are. Besides, only those who dwell beyond the veil know who is ready and who is not. I am sure that they will guide you.
Very well, Luke said. Is the embrace far?
Many kilometers.
We'll prep the shadow for...
You must travel on foot. To approach the embrace in a vehicle is to give great offense.
Luke nodded. All right. I could use a little physical exercise.